The military-industrial complex doesn't care about us. We need to stop sending our children to war and dying for the bankers and elites. The medical-industrial complex does not care about us. They need us sick and weak so we can be patients for life. Stop taking their poison. The education system is merely an indoctrination program designed to supply the elites with obedient workers and turn over as much profit as possible at our expense. Let's turn off the television, put down the phone. Let's take our country back. Thanks for being one of us. You are listening to the Conspiracy Soldiers Podcast.
All right, what's up, ladies and germs? Welcome back to the show. What's up, Julio?
What's up, Fox?
Same old shit.
Yep. June 16th, 1:53 in the morning. Happy Father's Day to everybody.
Yep. Happy Father's Day to all you fathers out there. Happy Father's Day, Julio.
Yeah, you too. Happy Father's Day, Fox.
Yeah.
We get one day for being a father.
Yeah.
Yep.
But hey, if you've procreated and showed the trannies out there what it's all about, know what I'm saying? That's what a real man does. If you've had kids, you know that's what this life is all about.
Indeed.
But speaking of Father's Day, all right, so this is season two of Conspiracy Soldiers only because we restarted it on the first of the year, but Father's Day is literally the 1 year anniversary of this show. And it's also Sonny's birthday. Oh, Sonny is exactly 1 year old today, yeah.
Wow.
I'm going to go buy her something.
Yeah, get her a nice cookie bone or something like that.
I'm going to get her a chew toy that looks like a Fed.
What does a Fed look like?
It's her favorite.
So, dude, I was telling you. Happy birthday to Sonny. I can't believe I've been in her life the whole time.
Yeah.
I remember when you got her.
Yeah.
Yeah, beautiful dog. But speaking of feds, I told you I work with somebody that I found out.
Oh, yeah.
Wants to work for the CIA or the FBI. Zach currently going for that. And both his parents are in, I forget which one of the two. I don't know. I mean...
What do you mean? Which parent or which organization?
Both of them are in one of those organizations.
Oh, they're both in the same one?
Yeah. He won't tell me.
Why?
So I don't know.
Oh, they already got him trained, man.
Yeah, dude. But he's a great worker. He was definitely raised right. He says his parents are very straight edge, but they're very, very mellow. I don't know. I think they're trying to infiltrate us, man.
They're not all bad. Is he a Mormon?
No, he's not.
You sure?
I'm not sure. I haven't asked that question. You're right. Did he live in Utah at a time?
Oh, we got lots of Mormons here. You just gotta ask. So you're not bummed out?
About what?
I don't know. You seem bummed out.
Well, I've been drinking since I got off, so.
I told you I was going to say. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you already said what time it is, right?
Yeah, you can say it, though. It's your classic.
1:57 a.m. June 16th, 2024. So you got off at midnight?
Yeah, just Jesus. About done.
So you've been kicking it for 2 hours. I just woke up. I feel like a piece of shit, but you told me you were getting off at 1:30.
I don't think I did. I might have, though, because I actually thought I went in at...
You told me one, you were getting off at 1 or 1.30. I said, I'm going to set my alarm for 1.30.
Yeah. I mean, we all say shit and or don't say shit. I mean, I'm not going to be on a podcast tomorrow.
What do you mean?
Legs and eggs.
Oh, shit. I forgot about that. Yeah, I gotta go. I'm going on Legs and Eggs tomorrow at 3:30 p.m. Damn, I forgot. Yeah, that sucks, man. So you gotta work?
No, I'm going to a choir concert.
Oh, choir concert.
Thanks for your excitement. Well, it's the Toledo Chorale Society.
Yeah,
and they're doing Carmina. I forget, Carmina Burana. And it's very epic music. And they're going to have like timpani and percussion and two dueling pianos. It's going to be interesting. I'm very excited.
Oh, okay. You seem bummed out.
It's my happy Father's Day gift.
You seem bummed out.
I'm not.
Nah, I was talking to General Lee about that.
Oh, you, I see.
What? What?
What did he say?
No, I heard it on a different podcast, but are you sure you're not bummed out?
Not at the moment. No, I'm not. I'm excited.
But sometimes you are.
Of course.
Okay, so like to the English people, when you say you're bummed out, that means you just got butt fucked.
You were setting this up the whole time.
Yeah. I'm never
bummed. I thought you were really being like thoughtful and stuff. Like actually cared.
Oh, man. I'm never going to say that again. I'm never going to say I feel bummed out.
Yeah, same here. I'm never going to say I blew a tranny either.
All right. I love this shit. We got a lot of lot to talk about.
Hey, so did you know that the history of Father's Day? It was inaugurated in the United States in the early 20th century to complement Mother's Day. It was founded in Spokane, Washington at the YMCA in 1910 by a lady who was born in Arkansas.
Huh.
You ever wonder, like, yeah, it's just, I mean, it kind of ties into the, you know, the tycoons, like, I forget the guy that had like all the land with trees.
What? The guy that had the land with trees. Daniel Boone? What the hell are you talking about?
No, like in the 1900s, what's his name? Rockefeller.
Oh, Jesus.
Like those kind of people. They owned a lot of land that had trees, so they needed to make an occasion, a holiday, to sell cards, which are made with paper, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Valentine's Day.
Yeah, all that shit.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I do enjoy going to Hallmark. I mean, I am kind of a hypocrite about it, but, like, I even got offered a job at Hallmark because I like helping people pick out cards. Fucking very gay. I'm sorry. But it's cool. I dig it. But like it is kind of fake. Like I would rather not get a card. I would rather just spend time with somebody.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like it's
I never bullshit. Buy then, I never buy cards. And my wife, she's a sucker for cards, and she'll buy them. And I'm like, why would I buy a card that somebody else wrote? It just doesn't make any fucking sense. I mean, I understand. I don't know, man.
I mean, I go above and beyond. Like, I'll actually, like for my mom, for my mom's birthday, I, like, drew on the envelope. Not, no, I drew inside of the card. I wrote a message, and then I drew, like, an alien, a UFO, a Sasquatch. And then on the outside, I did, like, other symbols and all this other stuff. And even though, like, my siblings spent more money on her.
Yeah.
Like, I had to, we both recognized that I invested the most amount of time into the one, you know, into the simplest thing, a card.
Oh, so you're trying to compete with your siblings or what?
It's, well, it's unspoken, you know?
Right.
You just kind of do something and hopefully they feel some shade. but dude, cards at Hallmark, I'm spending like $10. Now I go to the dollar store.
Right.
Like, yeah, they're 99 cents. And they're just as good. Like you said, you're buying a card with something somebody else said or wrote. It's really what you add to it, I think.
Right. All right. So it's my turn for the Urban Dictionary.
Yeah.
I picked one out that I don't have to use the AI voice generator on this one. All right, Chewbacca.
Okay.
Chewbacca, a hairy Jewish male, generally over 7 feet tall, proficient in hand-to-hand combat, hyperspace navigation, small arms repair, accounting, or civil litigation. Example one. That Chewbacca's butt is so hairy that his ass would stick to Velcro. Example number two. I bet I could shave my name into that Chewbacca's ass.
I thought you were saying Chewbacca.
No, Chewbacca.
Why did you go with that one?
I was just looking at Jew names. There's a whole bunch of Jew shit on there. And then I seen Chewbacca. Oh shit.
Something's wrong with you, man.
Carl got his shit in.
Did he?
Yeah. Sweet. He went a different route this week.
Okay.
I don't know. You want me to play it now or you want to wait?
Either one.
Yeah, we can wait. Oh. Did you see that United Kingdom has an AI candidate running for office for parliament?
I think I saw something pop up about it, but I didn't click on it.
Hold on. I don't have a video. I'm not going to. Nah, no, don't worry. Never mind. Well, here.
It says something about. Yeah.
I'll show you a picture of it. We're not on video this week, so. I'm just.
The one I saw said AI candidates are coming soon or something like that, or.
They're here. I mean, not here, but they're in the United Kingdom. You see it?
Oh my God.
That's what's shocking. It's what's shocking to me. It's a fucking honky. I would have never thought that. Now there's a look. You can click. That's his video right there. You can interact with him. It's fucking nuts. You know,
is that gonna get shit done better, more efficient?
Shit.
Doubt it.
What would John Connor say? Not only are they friends with AI, now they're fucking voting them into office.
Damn.
Well, he hasn't been voted in yet. But it's not good. Oh, I got a good clip, man. I'm going to save that for the end. So, you ever see the movie? Did we talk about this? Did you ever see that movie Black Sheep?
I don't think so.
It's with Chris Farley.
Then possibly, yes, then possibly.
It's when his brother was running for office. And the
okay.
Did you see it? And David Spade was in it too.
David Spade was in a lot of his movies.
Yeah. He was in Tommy Boy too.
Yeah, that's a classic.
Black Sheep was. But it was weird because the movie was made in 1996. Are you looking it up or what? Your screen's
fucked. Yeah.
The movie was made in 1996, and the chick that his brother was running against was like a clone of fucking Hillary Clinton. I mean, she acted like her. She looked like her. It was just fucking weird, man. I don't know. Yeah, Gary Busey. He was an old war vet in that movie. It was funny as fuck. David Spade ran him over on accident. He hit him and he goes, "Oh my God, are you all right?" And he gets up and he goes, "I'm not too far from pulling you out of that car and beating the shit out of you." He goes, and David Spade, he goes, "You should kind of lead up to that. It kind of leaves you nowhere to go." Gary Busey goes, "I can go to your mama's house and start a small fire in her panties." Oh, man. It was just, that whole movie was great. But the point is that it's, you got to watch it. I mean, if you haven't seen it, but this chick was like, it was the fact that it was made in 96 and she was like, exactly like fucking Hillary Clinton. It was just weird. You know, I mean,
she had been in politics at that time. You know,
she was the first lady in that at that point.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you been seeing this shit about Ancestry.com showing some of these people like already been killed, like their obituaries?
What are you talking about?
Like Joe Biden, Ancestry.com. So Ancestry.com says that Joe Robinette Biden already passed away. And he was killed in Gitmo in Cuba.
What? Where are you finding this shit?
And so people have gone and seen it. And other people have, you know, found the same thing. You got to share screen sharing, by the way.
Oh, shit. My bad. God damn it.
And so some people have gone and kind of looked up the same thing. And they have come across it. But just like Wikipedia, it's open source. So anybody can go in there and make those changes. But it's interesting that so many of them are coming up as so. So here's what I'm talking about. You know, it says John Robinette Biden, when he was born and death in 2018 in Guantanamo, Cuba.
That's weird as fuck. Born in
Pennsylvania.
What website are you on? Ancestry.com?
The video is from there, but it's on Twitter. But they also did the same thing with somebody found other people. you know, the Obamas, Hillary, Oprah, Tom Hanks, and his wife. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it could be fake. It could be bullshit. I mean, it is open, you know, and anybody can go in and edit it. So,
yeah,
just be bullshit, but kind of interesting. I mean, sometimes they mess up and they don't delete all the information, you know.
Did you know in Israel you're not allowed to use Ancestry.com unless you get a...
Why?
I don't know. That's a good question. You're not allowed to use it unless you hate, unless you get like a... I don't...
You see me glitching?
Yeah, what's up with that?
I don't know, because we were talking about him.
About what? Ruthless.
Hey, so there was a... I want to bring up a topic, an interesting topic. So this Brazilian tribe...
Oh, yeah, I seen that.
You seen that?
That's yeah, where so they got Starlink? Is that what you're talking about?
No.
Okay, my bad.
No, that's a funny one, though. That's interesting. But this one is these tribe members had never heard the word aliens before. They didn't understand it. But when they were shown a picture of an alien gray, they recognized it immediately. And they called it, that is Mankunawabu.
Mankunawabu?
Yeah, something like that. And they explained that it was a deity that they used, that they've been able to connect with and contact.
Huh.
It's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, these people don't have, they don't have internet, you know what I mean? Like, at least the very, very native, untouched tribes. And so, like, where do they get these this information? Just like our ancestors, they only painted and drew what they really saw. They weren't Googling it. You know, like, if it didn't happen or they didn't know, they didn't have the opportunity that you and I have to be here doing a show spontaneously and kind of Googling shit on the fly.
Right.
So I think it, some of it's got to be real.
Yeah, I think it's demons, man. You know? That shit's real.
But going back to the tribe that you were talking about in Starlink... So they gave this native tribe in the Amazon Starlink, and within just a couple of weeks, the tribe members were addicted to pornography, YouTube, I forget what other shit, but their whole lifestyle had changed. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, is it really the root of evil?
Yeah, all the elders were pissed because nobody wanted to work or do anything. They just wanted to sit around and look at porn. I mean, we're laughing, but it's not funny. It's a shame. It's our fucking society today. I mean, not so much porn, but just it's like I've talked about it on the show before, man. Motherfuckers can't walk down a hallway without fucking staring at their phone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's pathetic. And I can say that because I don't fucking do that. You won't never see me walking anywhere looking at my phone. I can barely...
Yeah, I try not to do that.
Yeah, I can barely find enough... I got a 15-minute break at work. I can barely find enough shit to look at on my phone for 15 minutes. Usually I'm texting my wife or whatever, but I can't. People that are fucking lost in their phone are literally fucking lost. I mean, You ain't going to find whatever's missing in your fucking life. You ain't going to find it in that fucking phone. That's not where you're looking in the wrong spot. All right. I got a clip here. Alex Jones.
For the time, my friend. Of course, you've announced a big nationwide tour that I'm very proud to be a small part of. Just so much going on. Your network is exploding. I know you don't ever talk about Fox getting rid of you, but man, it's got to feel vindication and good that I would say you reach about 10 times more people now than when you were on Fox. So it's great to have you.
Well, thank you. It actually felt good the first day. I enjoy being fired, actually, because it forces you to stop doing what you're doing and take an assessment. I'm honored to be here. I'm here, obviously, because we're friends, but I'm really here on principle, because I there's nothing you've ever said in your entire life or done in your entire life that's scarier or more threatening to our country than what they're doing to you right now. So the government taking a broadcaster off the air who's committed no crime because he dares to criticize them is the scariest possible thing, and it's the clearest possible sign of tyranny. And I am heartbroken that this isn't getting more attention. I think it's a pivot point in our country, and if they can do this to you, they will do it to the rest of us. And what's so striking, though, is that if you had spent the last 20 years attacking, I don't know, the white working class, right, or the country, America, its founding documents, Thomas Jefferson, you know, you'd be lauded, but you did the one thing you're not allowed to do, which is you attack the people in charge. And that's why they're trying to take you off the air. And I think we should be really clear about that. You've never done anything but attack the people in charge. That's your crime. By the way, if you had started a war that killed 1 million people or tanked the U.S. economy or, you know, sort of looted every American's bank account through the Federal Reserve, you would be getting a Presidential Medal of Freedom. But you criticized the ruling oligarchy, and they're trying to crush you. So I hope every person of principle, every decent person in this country, whether they agree with what you say or not, whether they like you personally or not, it doesn't matter, will say out loud, no, you can't do this in my country, the country that my ancestors built, that I was born in. You can't take people off the air because they criticize you, because that's tyranny.
Well, I want to just thank you, because when I first got deplatformed 5 years ago, almost no one who was prominent came to my aid and said, hey, they're going to get everybody if we allow this to happen. And they obviously misrepresented what I supposedly did. It was all a big PR campaign. They've now admitted to that. They've admitted in Reuters last week that the goal was to take me off air. They never wanted to settle with me. It was basically a Democratic Party was shut. But shifting gears out of me, I mean, I totally agree with you. This isn't about Alex Jones or Tucker Carlson or Donald Trump or Steve Bannon. It's about they have to get through us to get to the public, as Trump always says. And it really is a canary in the coal mine that they're so hysterical and so desperate and know that they've lost control of the narrative that they're just willing to do anything. The lawfare, all the fake charges, all the criminality. But I don't want to speak to all of that, but you never really talk about yourself. And people find that fascinating. People want to know about you. So let's go back to what you first said. You loved being fired. I mean, when I said 10 times bigger than you were, you were huge, but you're definitely 10 times conservatively bigger, reaching 700 million people with your shows, normal shows, 50 million. I mean, that is massive. Instinctively, when you got unceremoniously fired at Fox, they wouldn't even tell you why, very Kafka-esque. Why was that so exciting to you? And now what is it like to be fully the captain of your ship?
Well, I mean, of course, it's painful. You know, it's always painful to, you know, have anything unexpected happen in your life, because you think, you know, you can see the future. But it's really a blessing to be reminded that you can't, and that things changed abruptly, that you don't have control really over most of your life, and you certainly don't have control over history. So you're just sort of flotsam, bobbing along, trying to make the right decisions moment to moment. Well, the reason that I liked being fired, within like 20 minutes, I was in a good mood, because I recognized the pattern. It's always the bad things that turn out to be the greatest things in your life. You know, it's getting really sick and surviving. It's, you know, it's something you didn't expect at all that hurts, that forces you to take an assessment of what you're doing and change. And you won't change unless that happens. I mean, there's really nothing worse for people, particularly for men, than just succeeding, because it ratifies all of your decisions. It makes you, you know, after a while, you just like confuse yourself for Jesus. You just think, well, I'm successful because I'm just so great. You know, I earned this. I'm like, I'm an amazing person, unlike everybody else. And I think it's absolutely vital for your soul, but also for your clear judgment, to remember, no, I'm sort of ungainly, ridiculous primate who lucked into some things, made some good decisions, a lot of bad decisions. Like, see yourself in context. See yourself as you really are. You know, you're absurd. We're all absurd. And so getting fired just reminds you, like, oh, I'm so important. You know, I get all these people texting me, like, I can't believe they fired you. They needed you. Well, it turned out they didn't, actually. And it's good to be reminded of that, like, you think you're such a big deal. Will anyone remember your name in 50 years, in 10 years? Will anyone visit your grave? I know the answer. No. So I'm not saying that to sort of pose as a self-deprecating person. I'm saying that because it's factually true. And it's good to operate on the basis of what's true rather than on what you wish were true.
Well, I mean, as I've grown up, I'm 50 now. I was never ego-driven completely, but I was more ego-driven as I was younger. It's such a strength and way more satisfying to have the ego basically drop away to almost nothing and to really have it be a sense of community. And that's your power that comes off so genuine, and it's even stronger in person, folks, is that you really are a genuine person who's humble. And so we're not lauding ourselves. It's just a great attribute. If you look at the globalists in D.C., which I know you know well, they are the complete opposite. They are on delusional, crazy power trips. And to me, there's nothing more dangerous than that with people that are megalomaniacs and think they're invincible who also have nuclear weapons.
Exactly. There's nothing really. That's the way that people destroy themselves. I mean, humans are distinct from the animal kingdom in one meaningful way. They kill themselves. Animals don't. You know, no dog has ever decided to, you know, to kill himself. It never occurs to a dog or to a porcupine or to any other animal, only to people. And they always kill themselves in the same way, by imagining they have powers they don't, mistaking themselves for God. And I mean, this is just the most consistent theme in all history. And again, men are prey to it in a way that women generally aren't. Obviously, Torian Newland would be a huge exception, Hillary Clinton. I mean, there are exceptions, but the male temperament is particularly susceptible to the delusion that, you know, I'm Jesus. And those people are the most dangerous. And you're right, when they have the power to destroy the world, which they do, you know, they're terrifying. And we are, by the way, just since you brought it up, we are on the cusp of nuclear war with Russia right now. We are actually on the cusp. We are closer to nuclear war right now than any time in history, far closer than the Cuban Missile Crisis. And the reason is really simple. We're targeting mainland Russia. We are attacking Russia, the nation. We are in a hot war with Russia. So from Putin's perspective, which is basically unknown in the United States, and they're completely committed to preventing you from knowing what Putin thinks or says. But if you pay any attention at all, you know that Putin is dictatorial, of course. He is not an absolute monarch. He is not Kim Jong-un. Putin cares a lot about his approval rating in Russia, a lot. That's why he controls the media in Russia. And Putin has for 2.5 years done everything he can to minimize news within Russia of attacks within Russia. There have been a bunch of assassinations, for example, in Moscow carried out by the Ukrainian intel services. That's a fact. OK, Dugin's daughter was murdered with a car bomb in Moscow. There have been others. And Russian media has ignored those attacks. Putin does not want to seem weak in front of his country, in front of the Russian people, period. And so my point is, Russian media, if you watch it, has been downplaying NATO attacks on Russia. If there is a NATO attack within Russia that he cannot keep from his people, it becomes obvious that he can't protect mainland Russia from NATO, he'll launch a tactical nuke into Ukraine, a nuclear weapon into Ukraine for the first time in 79 years. We are very, very, very close to that. And if that happens, of course, it'll set off a chain reaction. We'll have a nuclear war in which you and I and our children will die. And so we're right there right now. And that's not reported anywhere in the U.S. media. Our leaders either know it and don't care because they're on a suicide trip. I agree with you, I think. But the average person is not bent on suicide, doesn't want to die, doesn't want his kids to be incinerated, doesn't want to live in a post-nuclear wasteland. And the average person has no idea that that's happening right now. And I just think it's the most astounding thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
And if you add to that, Biden not knowing what planet he's on, and for people that don't know, you've studied this, your guests have studied this, mainline analysts agree we're the closest nuclear war we've ever been, and we have an establishment that has this normalcy bias that they're invincible or that Russia will back down. You're absolutely right. Putin, for those that don't study the situation, is a moderate and is restraining the hardliners, and the vast majority of Russians, over 80%, want full-out war. And people that don't know, Hitler went to be defeated in Russia, Napoleon, the Russians were the frontier with the East and stopped all these Mongol and then Islamic invasions. And so the Russians are very serious when it comes to being attacked, and they will attack. And so this is not like some, you know, Iraq where we've cut off the resources and are, you know, murdering them with starvation and they can't fight back. This is the largest nuclear power, and this is beyond playing with fire or poking a bear. This is, I was texting you a few weeks ago and I said, yeah, it's World War III. And you said, it's the final war. And I think that term, I hadn't heard that before. It's right. We had World War I that was the war to end all wars. We learned it wasn't. But this would be the final war, as you know, your very famous quantum mechanics expert once said, I don't know how World War III will be fought, but I know that World War IV will be fought with sticks and stones.
That's right. No, I think it's absolutely right. And the funny thing is that you and I grew up in a country where that was a commonplace observation, like all through school, you know, our entire lives up until about 25 years ago, when you know, the United States became the unipolar power, we were told, and it was true, that nuclear war was the end of humanity, and it was the thing to fear most. And all of a sudden, it became this thing that the entire foreign policy establishment in Washington, CSIS and everyone in the National Security Council, and just sort of the permanent foreign policy thinkers in D.C. wave away as, you know, not possible, whatever, you're being hysterical, even as they tell us that Vladimir Putin is dying of Parkinson's disease, is deranged, is a crazed megalomaniac on a death trip. You know, he cannot be trusted. You cannot have a negotiation with him because he's that crazy. They're saying that this guy, who's by their own description that crazy, will not launch any of his 6,000 nuclear warheads against the West. I mean, it's the villain in this story, whatever you think of Putin, and I'm hardly defending Putin, but the villain here is NATO and the National Security Council in Washington, because they are pushing our country and the West to annihilation. And that's a fact. That's not, I'm not being, you know, hysterical or trying to, you know, upplay it or sell it, you know, as a threat that we should all be worried about. This is an imminent danger to human existence, and we're at the most fraught moment in all of human history right now. Guys, one last thing. It's shocking to me that the today.
All right. I didn't realize how long that fucking clip was. Jesus Christ, I had to stop it. But it was good.
Yeah.
But I agree, man. United Nations and NATO are the enemy. That is our enemy.
Narrative.
Huh?
They steered a narrative.
Oh, they're being guided by fucking demons. Ain't no doubt in my fucking mind.
Yeah, did you hear about the subs that are by Cuba? The Russian subs?
Yeah. They're doing they're doing exercises out there. I don't know, what are they fucking what are they doing?
I think it's a show of force.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, think back at the Cuba Missile Crisis thing. That's kind of what it reminds me of. It's like we're back at that stage where, you know, a Cold War or nuclear war was just seconds away, you know, on the doomsday clock.
Yeah.
I think we're getting there, man.
I'm not worried.
Yeah, I'm not worried. You know what? That day when it does happen, I'll catch the best tan ever.
Right. Hey, every morning I pray and I say, God, I ain't afraid of shit. Tell me what you want me to do. You know? And so he hasn't told me to do anything yet. So I guess we'll just keep podcasting until he tells me to do something else. You know?
Yeah, going back to Alex Jones, though, man, that guy. Like, so the Sandy Hook families want to take control of Alex Jones' social media accounts in his bankruptcy. Oh, yeah, it's pretty bizarre that these people seem to have more animosity towards Jones than the actual shooter.
Right. What the fuck, man? What the fuck?
Yeah. It's kind of wild.
Wouldn't you be mad at the school or the police?
Yeah.
Instead, you're mad at some fucking podcaster that was mad at the school and the police. Right?
Yeah.
Fuck these people, man. They got their priorities fucked up.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ. So we moved up on a feed spot.
Oh, did we?
Yeah. 14 of the top, we're number 14 out of the top 60 conspiracy podcasts. So thanks, Feedspot. Cool. Yeah. What else was I going to talk about?
I read this thing. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead.
I read this. I know you play video games, but this recent leak shows that the FBI uses player data to predict future sociopaths based on how players treat NPCs, non-playable characters in games like Fallout and Skyrim.
Oh, no, I don't play games like that.
Yeah, but I'm sure they do it for, like, Xbox and PlayStation.
No, I'm saying, like, the only video game I used to play was Madden. I'm not getting the new Madden. I said that last year, but then we went on strike. And so I got bored and bought it. But I ain't getting it this year. I'm done with fucking video games. I ain't got time for that bullshit. Oh, did I tell you that my daughter and her boyfriend went to the thrift store, right? Or not the thrift store. I guess it was like an antique store. And I said, give me any nonfiction book from 1925 or earlier. And I had there was a certain book I had in mind. And she brought back that exact same book. It was like 20 bucks, or it was 20 bucks. Contemporary American History by Charles Beard. Dude, that's what I do instead of playing video games now, but I just barely started reading it. Nothing has fucking changed in 100. This book is over 100 years old. And he's talking about politics. Not a damn thing has changed. He's talking about how the Democrats are being like sneaky and dishonest. And nothing has fucking changed. It's amazing. It's amazing. 100 fucking years.
Pretty interesting.
Yeah. I'll keep you guys updated as I go. But right now, I don't have a lot to. There'll be more next week. It depends. Yeah, like, I usually read inside. I should bring the book down to the garage and I can read outside while I'm drinking beer and drinking beer in the driveway. I would have probably got a lot more read. Yeah. Because it's been this week has been nice, man. It's been nice and sunshine and nice weather. So, yeah, I'll bring that book out in the driveway and start reading it. Then I can give you an update next week. All you listeners,
you just can't like just have it in one spot because then you're not going to tan well in that spot.
It's not about tanning, man. The sun is to me, it's about health, man. That's what it's about. Sunshine and fasting are the two best things for your health. Not petroleum-based pills. You know, I don't give a shit what these doctors say. All they know is what they've been told. All right. There's going to come a day when I'm probably going to have to. I'm going to take an L. You know what I mean? But I'm not going to I'm not going to do it by taking pills. I'm going out the old fashioned way.
Natural.
Right. They're not getting none of my fucking money. I know what it's about. I know the game plan. You know, I know what's going on. When I die, I'll die sitting in the sunshine drinking beer. I don't know. Maybe not.
Maybe you'll die on the toilet eating a banana and peanut butter sandwich.
Right. Oh, man. When my kids were little, I used to tell them that, and they would fucking crack up. I'm like, hey, you know Elvis died on the toilet, right? And they would just start fucking cracking up. But you know why he died on the toilet?
Because he was constipated.
From?
He was straining too much.
What was he constipated from?
From all the drugs.
Pills.
Yep.
See? That's my fucking point. All right, I saw. Hey, anyway, you told me to remind you to talk about the random weed pipe you found at work.
It wasn't at work. I got to specify that. It was outside of work.
Okay, yeah. But it was on a picnic table or something.
Yeah, I had seen it like two nights in a row. And at first I was like, nah, I don't trust it. But one day I finally said, you know, like, let me check it out. So it's this wood pipe, and it's got this, like, little thing that you slide off. Not off, but you kind of, like, twist, and then you put your weed in there.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can close it like that. And I smelled it, and it smelled like weed, and so I brought it home. And I didn't do anything for a bunch of days. And so finally, the day that I decide to hit it. Like, it was like the perfect moment. My wife comes out here, and she knew I had it. And she's like, are you sure that's weed in there? And I'm like, I had already inhaled. So there was no turning back. And she says, how do you know that that's only weed in there? And it just ruined my whole, like, it made me scared. Like, I was terrified. I was like, oh, my God, you're right. And but thankfully it was just weed. It was actually pretty good weed too. But it's actually a really nice pipe. I found something else out there. I forget what. I can't even remember right now.
That reminds me of Haiti. So there was this dude in my platoon from Texas. We all called him Caveman. And so he carved a pipe out of wood that he found in Haiti. And then, like, when we were on guard duty, you know, the chicks would come up to us, and they a lot of them spoke English. You know, and they would come up talking to us, and we would, all right, you got any weed? You know, and we would buy weed off of them. People would have sex with them. You know, there were prostitutes. It was crazy. But, He carved this weed pipe out of wood, and he named it Mr. Wood. And so, like when you go through customs, you're not allowed to bring any wood because, you know, the bugs and shit. You know, like it'll transfer to the, I don't know, but they took his pipe when he was trying to come back to America.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I had a friend, like after we graduated from high school, one of his jobs during the summer was in Alaska on a fishing vessel.
Oh, that's cool.
And, he made me a pipe out of sandstone. Like, he carved a rock.
Damn.
It looks like a clitoris. I still have it somewhere.
Yeah. That reminds me. All right, so there was this dude that he was older than the rest of us because he was a cop in Philadelphia. I'm not going to say what his name was, but so he was a cop in Philly, and like I said, we used to buy weed and shit off of these Haitians, and so we're up on, okay, you know what a Connex is?
No.
It's like the things that you see go by on trains, like those big, the big metal rectangular boxes. That's a Connex. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Oh, it doesn't matter. It's basically a big rectangular box. So our guard station was on top of one of those so we could see farther. And so we're up there, and they're down. You know, they would come up to the barbed wire and shit. And we would basically trade food for weed and pussy or whatever. I never did. I'm not saying I did that, but that's what was going on. And so he told, I was on guard duty with this dude, which I normally wasn't. And he was a little bit off his fucking rocker. But he says, hey, let me get some weed. All right, so this Haitian dude throws up. What they would do is they would, it looked like a fucking radish. They would wrap it in newspaper, and then they would twist the top. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain it. So they would wrap it in newspaper, twist the top real tight, and then he would throw it up to us. And then we're supposed to throw back down food or whatever the fuck he was trying to trade with him. This dude was he used to be a cop, so he was already kind of a dick. I don't know what the fuck makes you go from being a cop to being a soldier, but it's like backward, ass backwards. But at least money, financial wise. So the dude throws the weed up there, and then he goes, all right, now get out of here. And he didn't give him no food or nothing. And the dude's like, hey, hey, he starts yelling. And so he locks and loads his weapon and aims it at him. He says, get the fuck out of here. Right?
Damn.
Yeah. And I'm like, what the fuck, dude? And this Haitian dude already knew the fucking game, man. He starts going, thief, thief, thief. And we got like people driving around, like making sure we're, you know what I'm saying? Like we got people watching us. When we're on guard duty. And this dude's fucking hollering, thief, thief. And so eventually he fucking threw the weed back to him and said, all right, get the fuck out of here, you piece of shit. You know what I'm saying? So he had a fucking M16 pointed at him. He wasn't scared. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
Good for him. Good for him. All right, I got to get more beer.
All right, I got to pee.
So we are literally living, we're experiencing Revenge of the Nerds, right?
I don't know.
Bill Gates, nerd. Anthony Fauci, nerd. Mark Zuckerberg, nerd. Anderson Cooper, queer. Don Lemon, queer. All right. Now here, let me share this clip. She's basically saying what I was just trying to say. All right.
So all those nerds in high school, like the weird theater kids and the anime people and you know who I'm talking about, the people we didn't hang out with. So they've grown up now, and they're the ones making the laws. They're the Mark Zuckerbergs. They're the Faucis of the world of fucking nerds. Those fucking dorks that never got laid in high school, and they've got a major chip on their shoulder against the normies. That's why you see all these fat-ass fucks making laws. Oh, you can be obese and anorexic. Okay, sure. They're the ones inventing clown world. They're the ones in media. They're the actors. You wonder why actors are so politically leftist? Oh, right. It's because they're loser theater kids. They're the theater kids who grew up, and now they're telling me and you what to think. They're telling me and you what to do, and they're making the laws in this country. Well, it's time to stand the fuck up and stop being scared. Like, why are we scared of these people? They were massive losers in high school, and they're massive losers today. It's time to put the motherfucking nerds back in their place. Stand the fuck up and speak. So.
All right, where's Ogre? Remember that movie?
No.
You never seen Revenge of the Nerds?
Nope.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right, I'm going to play Carl's shit now. Jesus okay. Christ. All right, you ready? Am I still sharing?
No, you're not.
Okay. Thanks. That would have... Hey, at least I haven't fucked up yet. At least I checked. All right. Here we go.
Fox, were you drunk when you recorded this fucking intro?
He's talking...
Anyway... This week on Carl's Clips, I want to talk about food fads. It's mostly food and booze and other shit. But fads are a funny thing. It's just social programming time and time again. Social distancing. It's all on purpose. It's all bullshit. But I'll start out with the top 10 list I found of stupid diets. So there's Atkins. We all know what that is. Zone diet. No fucking clue. Keto. I think we all know what that is. I don't. I think I do. I don't know. Grapefruit. No fucking idea. Paleo. I've heard of it. Gluten free. I've heard of it. Master cleanse. No fucking clue. Sounds racist. Whole 30. No idea. Low fat diet. I mean, that makes sense, I guess. And then Special K diet. I don't know if that's related to the cereal. But here's a diet. Don't consume more calories in a day than you could burn. That's an idea. Another thing is pickles. This was supposed to be... Sorry, technical difficulties. This was supposed to be my partner's... She was supposed to come on here and help me, and she didn't, because she's the Judas. But pickles. But they have fucking... Cheeseburger pickle, pizza pickle, spicy pickle, pickle pickle, potato pickle, red hot pickle, spicy mustard pickle. What the fuck? Why do you need that many flavors of pickle? It's just like cereal. Cheerios is an umbrella company, whatever, General Mills. They may have 1,000 different kinds, but you don't need to have 15 flavors of Cheerios or 15 flavors of Rice Krispies, so on and so forth. It's bullshit. It's a fucked up consumerism that I don't understand. Now beer wise, there's hard ciders. That was stupid. There's White Claw and seltzers of all different sorts.
All right.
There's craft beers. I think that's gay because I'm not into that stuff, and I'm not going to pay $18 for like a 4-pack of shit beer. imagine the same as the not your uncle's root beer or whatever that shit's called. And they all taste like garbage. It's garbage. It's just stupid fucking fads. Consumerism. And the source of these fads are all the same people, all the same companies, whether it's General Mills or fucking Jennifer Lopez's husband, Mark Anthony, or Anthony, who owns White Claw, or Anheuser-Busch, it's all the same people pushing garbage food down your fat fucking throats. I don't know which I would say is the worst, but pumpkin spice or seltzers or craft beers or the gluten-free bullshit, I hate them all. It's all bullshit. It's just like all these streaming services. And before that, there was cable. So much to watch, but you can't find anything you want to watch because there's too many choices. It's solved in every way designed to keep you watching, keep you buying, and keep you in the cycle. I remember sitting outside Best Buy. Oh, my God damn it. I'm fucking recording, you son of a bitch.
I'm home.
All right. Come on now.
I'm not sure where I was at. But all these streaming services, and before that cable, so much to watch, but you can't find anything you want to watch because there's too many choices. It's all in every capacity designed to keep you watching, to keep you buying, to keep you in that cycle. I remember sitting on Black Friday, and waiting in line to get God knows what. That happened exactly one time with my family. I never did that again because it's stupid. You can't wait another 2 weeks for a Sega Dreamcast or a PlayStation 3. If you can't, then, well, you're part of the problem. Friday at like 1 a.m. 10 years ago, last time I did that shit, because I needed to park to fix something that just had to be fixed that night, according to my wife. And I just went there for a little park to fix something. And the amount of people that were there acting crazy, it's insane how people act. That's an entirely different Carl's clip, though. Whether it's food fads or diet fads, whether it's exercise, all this shit is gay. See you next week on Carl's Clips.
That was good.
Yeah, that was good, Carl. He was worried about that because he thought he was drunk. He kept texting me like, hey, make sure you listen to that. Make sure I don't sound stupid. It didn't sound stupid at all. Good job, Carl.
Yeah, consumerism, man. It's ridiculous. And yeah, like.
Black Friday, suck my dick. There ain't no fucking way. I'm not camping. Motherfuckers camp for that shit, dude. Are you out of your fucking mind? Get out of here.
Yeah, I don't think I think I went one time out on a Black Friday, and because it was so packed, we just left.
No,
and
fuck
I never
that.
Did it again. Never did it again.
Me and my wife don't even go out to eat on Valentine's Day because it's too fucking busy.
Yeah, correct.
We'll do it on the weekend before or the weekend after. Like, fuck you people. Fuck you sheep. You sheep that are just fucking following each other like a, you know what I mean? Fuck that. I can't play the game. I can't.
I've fallen for some shit. I mean, I've been a sheep on some levels, but like, you got to realize at some point, you know, like what's going on and kind of come to senses that maybe I am being lied to. And you start noticing patterns and shit.
Right.
But I want to share this clip here. It goes into kind of like what some of what Carl was talking about and some of what we always talk about that. Some shit wasn't around back when we were younger. I like what this lady says.
80s weren't perfect, but I'll tell you what they didn't have. There were no safe spaces. There were no trigger warnings. And there were no fucking peanut allergies. Well, Why? Because for thousands of years, the only people who could have children were ones who could hunt for food, build shelter, and fight saber-toothed tigers. Now, there are people having kids who can't eat wheat. Oh, but Christina, it's an allergy. You don't know. Well, I do know. I ain't fucking a guy that's scared of toast. Yeah. Let me tell you something. My favorite question when I go to a restaurant is when a waiter asks me, ma'am, do you have any food sensitivities? I can't fucking laugh hard enough. I'm like, no, boo-boo. No, I have zero sensitivities to anything fucking ever. Because I'm Generation X.
How come nobody was laughing? I couldn't hear any of the crowd on that.
Really?
Did you hear people laughing?
I thought so.
I mean, it was funny, and it's true, you know?
Yeah, I don't get where all this shit came from, and it goes back to those petrol in our foods, how fake it is and everything.
Oh, yeah, for sure, dude.
You know, like the rate of autism. You know, it used to be like one out of so many thousands back in the day. Now it's like some ridiculous, insane figure, like one out of, I don't even know. I don't want to make up any numbers.
Right. I got a clip.
I was no longer the vice president. I became a professor at the University of Pennsylvania. Before that, I taught a constitutional law class, and so I taught the Second Amendment.
Oh, my
There's
God.
Never been a time that says you can own anything you want. Never. You couldn't own a cannon during the Civil
Lies.
War.
Lies. Lies. Lies.
Think about it. How many times have you heard this phrase?
The blood of liberty.
Wash your dough. Give me a break.
He can't even say it.
Yeah, and listen, if he taught about the Constitution, he should know better. When the Second Amendment was written, you actually could own a cannon.
Support our show by supporting our sponsors.
I was no longer the vice president. I became a professor at
the. All right. I got some other shit here. Let's see what all I got. Oh, looks like Vivek Ramaswamy. Let's hear what he's got.
What exactly is the crime that Donald Trump committed?
Oh, wait. Oh, shit.
The alleged crime here. Wait a minute. Is supposedly that he.
Did I stop sharing?
Yeah.
My bad.
What exactly is the crime that Donald Trump committed? Oh, wait. The alleged crime here is supposedly that he does not actually use campaign funds, that he used personal funds. Well, let's get this straight. Suppose Donald Trump had used campaign funds to make a personal expense. They'd be going after him for that. If you tell somebody to go buy you a suit and you want to look good on television because that'll affect the voters, the way voters vote for you. You know what? They prosecute politicians if they use campaign funds to buy a suit. If they say, go get a haircut, if you use campaign funds to get a haircut because you want to look good to the voters, they will actually prosecute you for using campaign funds for a personal expense. Yet the entire legal theory of this case, the whole case that Alvin Bragg has brought, depends on one premise for them to charge this as a felony, is that Donald Trump somehow should have used campaign funds to make an allegedly personal payment. Yet if he had done that, their case against him would be even stronger. This is garbage. It's damned if you do, damned if you don't. This is a sham. I am ashamed as an American citizen. This is not the United States of America. What exactly is the...
Yeah.
That dude is like the Saudi Arabian Obama. He's a silver-tongued devil. Motherfucker can talk, can't he?
Yeah.
That's Barack Aladdin.
But I mean, how come they're... I don't know, man. Like, how is Hunter Biden like out there so... So free, willy-nilly, nothing. How was Joe Biden, who, you know, we talked about that diary that somebody found of her, of his daughter, where she said he made me take showers with them.
Oh, my God.
You know, and they denied it. But there's a phone call of her calling the lady, the Hassett, threatening to sue her.
Jesus for the diary. Christ. What the fuck?
So it's true.
All right.
I don't know. I don't get it, man.
I don't either, but you know, I've been trying to figure this shit out, right? So, you know that clip I just played of when Tucker and Alex Jones?
Yeah.
All right, I listened to that whole fucking interview. It was like an hour and a half. Right. It was on InfoWars. I listened to it today at work. But Tucker said something. He was like, "All right." He goes, "The difference between males and females is that males communicate directly. And females communicate indirectly. What does that mean to you?" You there?
I think he nails it perfectly right. Like, even women feel that sometimes they're catty to one another. There's more dissonance between two women than there might be between a man and a woman or a man and a man.
What do you mean? Explain.
Yeah, like, I think it's kind of almost like our friendship. Like, you don't owe me anything. Like, it's just, it is what it is. Like, let's just have a good time. Thanks a lot, bro. Have a good day. With women, it's like there's another fucking layer that you have to, like, work towards or strive for. Like, an expectation that I think that they have. I don't know if that makes any sense.
It's like, it feels like dishonesty.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what Tucker said in a roundabout way. He said male communication is direct, female communication is indirect. And then he said Democrats are indirect and Republicans are direct. That's what he said. I've been trying to figure this shit out for a long fucking time, dude. Like, why are these people like this? Why? Like, and then I was listening to something where they were talking about, like, if a man is a Democrat, did he not feel safe? Like, did he not feel safe with his father? Like, he didn't think his father was going to protect him? That he needs the government? You know, I don't know, man. There's a lot of different ways you can go with it. But they figured this shit out, man. They got us fighting with each other, you know? And we should all be going against the fucking government. We should take them down.
Yeah.
You know?
They want us to believe that a civil war needs to take place, but it's not a civil war. It needs to be a revolutionary war.
Right. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, damn, our forefathers got pissed at the British because they were taxing the tea. Why the fuck are we not mad and pissed that they're taxing our paycheck, taxing the things we buy with sales tax, you know, taxing our income tax at the end of the year? Like, damn, like, how much do you take?
And now they're fucking injecting people with poison. You know? I've had enough.
Hey, did you hear that the House passed a bill where all men aged 18 to 26 are automatically enlisted?
Oh, yeah. I was just talking to somebody about that today at work. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey.
But it's fucking...
This is going to be the next fucking Woodstock Vietnam shit. You know, I used to fucking... My dad caused me to hate hippies when I was a kid. You know what I'm saying?
And like the village people.
Right, but man, I swear to God, they're fucking right, man. They were right, probably right back then. You know, fuck the government. And fuck going to war. Fuck Ukraine. Fuck Israel.
You know who they should send first? All the sons of those who voted for Biden.
No, they should send the fucking politicians' sons.
Oh, of course. They should send the fucking politicians. It's like, it's just a waste of our youth. And right. I think that there have been other... I think Elon Musk said something, you know, that we need to think that we're wasting our youth. We're wasting our future by sending them to wars that old men do not fight.
Right. Yeah, fuck it, man. I'm so sick of this shit.
But you know why they got to do that?
Why?
Because of people like, you know, that General Levine... All the fucking trans and gay, you know, like, not gay, but I mean, like, just like the way we look to the world, like, nobody wants to enlist in something that looks queer as fuck. Like, I remember when I was younger in elementary and junior high in the 90s, like, man, I remember seeing commercials for the U.S. Navy SEALs where it's like dark. And they're fucking coming out of the water with night vision goggles, you know, and the fucking, you know, guns and everything. Like, that was cool. You know, watching Apache helicopters, you know, like...
Apache.
With bat... Apache, yeah. You know, and... I don't know. Now you see General Levine dressed... A man dressed as a woman.
That... Fuck that guy, man. Army. Fuck that guy.
Yeah. And there's more of them.
All right. How long we been going? How long we been going?
I think like 2 hours, dude.
Are you serious? All right. I got one more clip. I'm going to play this comedy clip, and then we're fucking done.
Yeah.
The games in the 90s were insane. We didn't have the internet. 90s kids were the last generation before the internet. And all the games before us were terrible. I mean, I asked my mom, what'd y'all play growing up? She said, kick the can. I was like, that's a sad story, Stacy. I mean, that's a game I wouldn't even be able to play in Colorado. You'd have six hipsters show up, pick up the can! This is how we lost the damn dinosaur. Some of y'all over the age of 45 had some of the dumbest games ever. You thought tetherball was the lights out game. That's a ball, a pole, and a rope. You're an idiot just standing there in the yard smacking a ball around. You can't believe it keeps coming back to you. This shit's electric. It's because we didn't have internet yet. I mean, I can remember growing up, I'd ring people's doorbells and take off and jump in the ditch. It felt like drugs, y'all. I mean, I'd ring three or four doorbells. I'd be sitting in a ditch and I'd be like, I'm a gang member now. I got the whole subdivision upside down right now. Just silly games that were fun back then. Duck, Duck, Goose hit hard in the 90s. Y'all remember that? I mean, I'm telling you, I wasn't the goose you wanted. I can promise you that. Don't come tap my head because I'm on your ass. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I was tight around that circle. I had ponytails off my knees. I was tight around that. This ain't the goose you want, buddy. The games in the 90s were insane.
Ah, shit.
Great, man.
Yeah.
So I got a comedy one that I want to share.
All right, Julio, go for it.
It'll be the last one.
Right. Can't believe we went this long.
Yeah.
I had no clue I was dark skinned until I got here. I got to America. He said, "You black?" I said, "Of course we are black." He said, "No, you black as shit."
I've heard this.
One guy told me I look like under the bed.
Oh, no.
Yo, have you looked under the bed? It's dark as fuck under the bed. They told me I look like I have no bright ideas. They said the difference between me and midnight is 11:59.
Shut up, man.
They said when God said, "Let there be light," I was out of town.
Like this.
They told me Stevie Wonder sees me every day. That's dark as fuck. That motherfucker on shit.
Oh, yeah.
I love when people can have humor like that.
Right. Yeah, no, I had a buddy back home. He was so dark, he was purple, man. We used to call him Blackjack.
Darkness.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's all good.
Yeah, Charlie Murphy. Do you ever see that one on Chappelle's Show?
God damn, man. That's my fucking shit. Yes. I'm all over that shit.
With Rick James.
Yeah.
You know who else I liked on there? Paul Mooney. Remember, he had like a Nostradamus. I think they call him like Niggerdamus or something.
Oh, shit. Yeah, Chappelle. Hey, you got to hand it to Chappelle, man. He don't fucking play that woke shit at all. He's way the opposite of that shit. I love
they
Chappelle.
Say they cloned him.
Yeah. Who knows, man?
Yeah, who knows?
All right, we got to wrap it up.
Yeah, let's wrap it up. Let's wrap it up. This was a short one, Southern Center.
Now, this was a long one. What the fuck you talking about? It's going on 2 hours.
Hey, did you hear about the guy they caught with 40 gallons of hand sanitizer?
No.
No? Well, they couldn't charge him with anything because his hands were clean.
That's corny. Another dad joke.
All right. Happy Father's Day.
Yeah. Happy Father's Day, people. Happy birthday, Sonny.
Happy birthday, Sonny.
And all right, so any questions, comments, bitches, gripes, complaints, conspiracysoldiers@yahoo.com, Conspiracy Soldiers on Instagram, Conspiracy Soldiers on YouTube, all that shit, whatever. I can't remember. Fuck YouTube anyway. They suck cock. All right. Oh, yeah. And if anybody wants to call in, 31 Flu Frog 6. And for all you young people, you're going to have to Google it because the numbers have letters on them. All right. And that's flu as in the Wuhan flu.
From where?
China. All right. Yeah, I don't know. You got anything, Julio?
No, man. Good episode. Thanks for hanging out. Appreciate anybody listening.
Yeah. I should have played. General Lee sent me some clips. I'll play them next week. God damn it. God damn it. But thanks, Carl. You dig that. Carl, that was probably the best one. Right?
Yeah, that was really good.
And he was nervous about it. I'm like, nah, man, that shit sounded good to me.
Yeah, we like it raw.
Right, exactly. Yeah, don't be reading shit. Just fucking do it, man. Good job. Gets better every week. That's how it is, man. Just like with this show, man. Like, You just get used to it and you just fucking do it, man. You know, so. All right, I'm going to shut the fuck up. Conspiracy Soldiers is going dark.
Dark bad.
Be aware, Fox and his friends are not doctors or experts. Do not take these opinions as the gospel. Although they are highly intelligent, sexy, and influential, please think for yourself.
I want to thank the girls over at Socially Toxic Podcast for that little disclaimer. Thank you.